Last but not
Meatloaf.
This messenger.
Hey there, rock stars. This is Josh Redding.
And Ray Smith.
From the Tangent Break Podcast. Let's put life on pause because it's time for a tangent.
No. It's time for Horribly Awkward.
Hey there, everybody. This is Dave from Bad Cop, Bad Cop Show. You are listening to the Horribly Awkward Podcast live from Sean's mother's basement.
Hey. This is a dragonfly from Pure Gasmic Love Podcast. You're listening to the Horribly Awkward Podcast. Yes, you are.
Hello, everybody. This is Jerry from Bad Cop, Bad Cop Show. You're listening to the Horribly Awkward Podcast, a member of the great and stellar
BS Podcast Network.
The BS Podcast Network.
The BS Podcast Network.
Hi, how can I help you?
Hi, I would like to order a pizza.
Oh, okay. What kind of pizza would you like?
What kind of crust do you have first?
We got all the crusts, man.
All of them?
Yeah, we got, you know, pepperoni crusts, we got cheese in your crust, you got hot dogs in your crust, we'll do it all, anything. Tell me what kind of stuff you want in your crust.
No hot dogs today.
I'm sorry, we have no hot dogs today. I'm sorry.
That guy barely speaks English.
That's okay. He can make a pizza, that's all that matters.
Sir, you know how to make pizza?
You speak it to me?
Yeah, you make pizza. Can you make me pizza with pineapple inside the bread? The
mana. Sir, I could probably do that for you.
Yeah, I make it.
I make the pizza. He doesn't really understand what's...
Oh, yeah, let me talk to this guy.
I kind of have to translate for him.
I make the pizza, any pizza, $5.
Sir,
first, let me go to the bathroom real quick.
Oh, okay.
So what else would you like on your pizza?
Well, I would like pineapple. I would like it in my crust. I don't know. The guy in the back seems to understand me.
We can do this. We can hook up the pineapple in the crust. But what do you want on your pizza?
Oh, more pineapple.
So you just want pineapple pizza?
Yeah, I want lots of pineapple.
Do you want sauce?
Whoa, dude, your buddy employee over there has no socks on.
Yeah.
Hey, where did your socks go?
Yeah,
you're supposed to be wearing socks. You can't work here without socks.
Well, you guys forgot to put toilet paper into the bathroom, so I had to use my socks to wipe my butt.
Don't look at me. I don't work here. I just want a pineapple pizza with pineapple crust and pineapple topping.
I got it.
I'll go make that pizza for you, sir.
Let me just wash my hands first.
I don't know.
I make the pizza, $5.
Look at your hands. They're dirty. Did you use your fingers?
You dirty.
Not you, Mr. Cook. Your other guy over here with no socks on and no shoes for some reason is walking around the Pizza Hut and he's got dirty hands. I don't want you touching my pizza.
Where did your socks go?
I had to throw them away. Did you want me to put
socks
back on my feet?
Why was there poop on your socks?
Because I had to wipe my butt with my socks.
I need a manager. Can you guys get me a manager? This is disgusting. This is not in the codes of health.
Today's your lucky day, sir, because I am the manager.
Oh my god, we're fucking doomed.
How can I help you? Hey Norma, give me a horribly awkward.
Horribly awkward!
That's horrible.
I can't even control myself. It's so horribly awkward.
Horribly awkward.
Sean, dude, you're horribly awkward.
Sean, I know you think this is weird, but it's not as weird as you think it is, dude.
Don't think that it's awkward.
Welcome to the 49th episode of Horribly Awkward. I'm your host today, Sean. As always, another killer show delivered to your ear holes. Thanks for downloading and listening. I do appreciate it. If you like what you hear, tell a friend, tell a neighbor, tell your grandma, because word of mouth is a beautiful thing, so use what your mama gave you, and I'm not talking about your booty. You guys can send me your voicemails if you like. I would like to hear them, and I'd like to play them, so you can say anything you want at 510-600-3475. Or you can reach out to me the old-fashioned way at horriblyawkwardpodcast@gmail.com. So, on today's show, I got my good buddy, Jesus Gonzalez from the Horrible Gamers. I want to go zzzz, but there's no zzzz anymore, is there?
No more zzzz. Whatever the fuck you're doing there.
Yeah, the horrible gamers. With the Z, without a Z.
No more Z. No more Z's, man. We got rid of the Z's. We learned how to spell finally, and maybe just gamers with an S.
You did not learn how to spell. Spell the word predictable now.
Predictable. P-R-E-D-I-C-T-I. Predictable. B-L-E.
I don't know if you're correct or not, but yeah, okay, so we got half of the new crew. You got a new crew going. You kicked me out of the Horrible Gamers. That used to be my show.
I fired you. Then you go and invite me on your show. Like, what the fuck, man?
Yeah, well, you know, keep your enemies close, right?
I was trying to get rid of you. Shit.
Yeah, exactly. So you got half of the new crew on here. So let's introduce these guys. You know, we're all friends. We've been friends. Go for it, Jesus. Pretend like
I got the introductions for these guys. So we got from the Great White North, from the Canadas, Ryan Gibson.
Woo! Come on, everybody. It's my second time on Horribly Awkward, and I'm glad to be back.
And then wait. The next dude, I don't even think he's been on the show yet. Has he? Give me a thumbs up or a thumbs down.
I'm going to give him a halfway thumbs.
Nope, he hasn't been on this show. I've been on his show. Old show.
Oh, yeah, you have.
That's right. So let's give everyone standing ovation for this dude. Let's do it, man. Do it, Jesus. Go.
Coming from the great 8 Mile home of Eminem, the rapper, and getting gun fucking shot all the time or whatever in drive-bys, this guy... He has his own rap album that's never been released. He lives in a trailer, I think. And, his name is now known as St. Nipolis. This is a street name. Welcome to the show.
Yeah!
Eric Smith!
Eric Smith! Your album could be called Eric Smith and Wesson.
St. Nipolis.
Yeah, it probably will be. And then that or St. Nipolis.
Dude, yeah, so from the old school podcast, the Uncanny X Bros.
Yep.
Yeah.
I wish I'd been on there. I was trying to remember. Was I on your show or were you guys on here? But we were trying to do that mashup a while back, and it's so hard to schedule with so many different time zones, man.
Yeah. Like I'm 3 hours behind or forward in front of you guys, so it's like
you're advanced. We're retarded
right now, right? I'm in the future. You're not.
Yeah. How is it over there? I mean, 3 hours from now, I can't imagine what things are going to be like.
Yeah, no, it's kind of weird.
It's total chaos. Robots have taken over.
Apocalypse.
It was weird because, like, when you guys on that side on the East Coast, when 9/11 happened, it was like in real time for you, which was a tragedy. We didn't hear about it until 3 hours later.
Yeah.
they think we're joking too.
No. I actually never know the struggle. If that sounded harsh in any way, I don't mean that. Just first thing that popped into my mind in East Coast. Like, it sucks that, like, when I think of the East Coast, I literally think of 9/11, like, right off the bat. It just pops in my head. Because
every time I think of the East Coast, I think of the fucking, like, the old times, like the colonial, like the 13 colonies and shit. I don't know why.
When I think of the West Coast, I think of
Tupac
and New Year's Eve and everything. Like, you guys, what do you guys do? You watch it at 9 o'clock?
What do you mean? What do we do?
Actually, we have to wait.
The best
wait
New Year's.
Till 12 o'clock. You wait till 12 o'clock. They have the last one.
You know what we do? We literally do is we watch a replay from the New York ball being dropped at 12. It's like a replay. Like, they replay it. They play it, you know, whatever for the middle, and then the middle for
the middle
for the central time zone, and they play it for us on the West Coast. It's the same video, just later. It's like, this already happened. This is bullshit.
I feel legit. Because it says on there, it says live video, and you're like, this shit's not live.
I think time zones are stupid. I think it should all just be the same.
Well, that would be really weird, though, because...
Yeah, because you guys would be, like, super dark or super bright.
At, like, 3 p.m.?
I don't even care.
And at 3 p.m., it'll be nighttime.
The sun comes up at 3 a.m.
There are purposes for time zones. There's reasons for it.
Anyway.
Yeah, but what do you call it? The time change? What is that called? You know, daylight savings.
Forward and backwards. That's kind of dumb, dude. I think they should get rid of that one for sure. Yeah.
That's for farmers, though.
You know what I mean?
Who cares? Yeah, but how many farmers are around?
You should care because you eat food, right?
Yeah, man. But
they make the food for you.
Food.
That was for back in the day when like they didn't have all the fucking crazy ass Monsanto seeds and shit that could grow in any type of weather. Nowadays, you have all those seeds that can grow in any kind of fucking environment or whatever, so it's cool.
I know, they're all like superpower superhero seeds.
Yeah.
Dude, you guys, there's been a lot going on at Comic-Con, a lot of really cool trailers. Have you guys been watching these trailers?
I have not even been paying attention to Comic-Con, even though I'm in the chat with Gabe, and he's like constantly posting pictures and videos and all kinds of shit.
I seen the Justice League trailer, Wonder Woman.
Wonder King Woman. Kong. Oh, fuck. I can't wait for Wonder Woman, dude.
Yeah.
That looks so awesome, dude. Her the lasso of truth is all glowing. Oh, it looks
fucking... Is it the Wonder Woman from Batman vs. Superman?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, awesome.
Still Olivia.
Gail Gadot.
It's Gal Gadot.
Oh, no, she was
Gal Gadot.
Gal Gadot.
That was close.
It sounds like, but you say it like one word, like Gal Gadot. Gal Gadot.
Gal Gadot.
Sounds like a horse, like Gal Gadot, Gal Gadot, Gal Gadot, Gal Gadot.
Fantasy name.
Yeah, Gal Gadot. Yeah, from
I am Knight Gal Gadot.
Dude, it looks. I think Wonder Woman looks amazing. I think Justice League actually looks really good too. It looks like they're taking they're kind of doing the Marvel approach and trying to have fun with it rather than Superman versus Batman or Batman Superman.
Right.
I'll
hold my judgment to the movie.
Yeah, exactly. I'm in real high anticipation for Suicide Squad, you guys. I'm fucking in full effect for that.
Yeah, I'm excited for
Suicide
that.
Suicide Squad's going to be great. They have something going on downtown Toronto next weekend. They're opening up some of the sets, and apparently some of the stars are going to be there.
Apparently?
Yeah, for the opening of it. But it's going to be you can go into the prison... And from the movie set,
and you can go. Anybody can go to a prison. It's really easy,
Toronto, right? anybody can go but to it's prison. The distillery district in downtown Toronto. They turned it into the Suicide Squad movie set for the weekend.
Dude, Suicide Squad looks like fun. Dude, I can't wait. Will Smith looks great in it. Obviously, Margot Robbie looks fantastic.
Yep.
And it's just a lot of people. Yeah, I'm stoked. I'm getting an echo. Echo, echo.
Echo, echo.
That's on Eric's. What happened? It went away. Okay, cool.
Happened.
I don't know. It was your mic was picking up or something. Hello. Guys, I'm an idiot, man. I'm glad you guys are here to celebrate my 9 year of idiocracy.
Idiocracy.
Yeah, I've been an idiot for 9 years. I used to be a normal kid.
Used to be a normal.
Yeah, used
what
to be
happened?
Normal. Yeah, you know, sobriety happened. My brain cells never recovered. No, I'm just playing. As I'm drinking this beer. Sobriety happened. Where's my beer
gulp,
at?
Gulp.
Where's my beer? Oh.
I'm out burnt.
So, Horrible Gamers, man, is back in full effect. You guys got a new crew. You got the new crew sucks, I just want to say. It's never going to be. It's never going to be Iams.
And you know, as much as I hate to say it, that's the truth. It's never going to be the same Iams. It's hard to... there's no way this can be the same. This is have completely different people. You're not Canadian, and you're not from 8 Mile Iams.
It doesn't have to be the same.
It's just going
to
be better.
It's not supposed to be the same.
Yeah.
We're here definitely. To make it better.
So yeah. I just saw your thing. It says Henley just woke up. Is he going to hop in?
He just messaged me. He's like, I just woke up, guys. I'm half asleep. You should call him real quick, see if he wants to jump in.
Gosh. Don't bring old man Gunny into this.
Oh, but old man Gunny...
have issues if old man Gunny comes.
He'll start picking his belly button.
He does some weird stuff on the show, man. I
fucking love Gunny, man. Me and him bond, dude. We're friends. Yeah, don't talk about my friend like that. So I have to admit, I was listening to your guys' latest episode, and we were talking about this a little before the recording, but about three quarters of the way in, shit got sideways and hilarious, dude. I don't remember what you guys are talking about, but I know Eric was saying, I wish I had a 10-year-old son to play with. What were you guys talking about? Who brought that shit up? Because that was hilarious.
It was a question from the community. One of the listeners, he was on Twitter, and he asked us questions about bonding during gaming, with your friends or gaming time with your friends. If you, game with your real-life friends or your friends online and you bond with them or something like that. So, I was talking about how I usually I'm only gaming mostly with you guys from Horribly Awkward, from Horrible Gamers. And I don't really game with my family, you know, because a lot of them don't game except for my brother. And basically, Eric over here, you could just tell him what you told us, Eric, and then we played the violin right behind
yeah,
you.
Yeah, the violin, dude. That was great.
I said I didn't have any friends to play with online, and though one of my friends, begged me to get a PlayStation 4 to play with him with.
That's right.
And I ended up getting it. And he hasn't played with me ever since.
Like, I got one, and he still doesn't play with me.
He still doesn't. He hasn't played with me. The reason why I got a PlayStation 4 as well is because no one was playing with me on the Xbox. Really, no one likes to play with me at all.
He's so depressed when he says this shit.
Yeah, dude, but it's so funny.
I'm an only child, and I have suffered from this my whole life. I literally played a football game outside by myself. I was the quarterback. I was the receiver.
Punt.
I was the lineman. I was the defense. I was everything.
You really need the sad violin on this one, dude.
Dude, I had so many imaginary friends. I talked to myself repeatedly almost every day. I'm like Smeagol almost, but better looking.
Yes, you want to play football? Yes, I want to play football. No, you're not picked on my team. No, you are not picked on my team.
And then, you know, I keep asking my parents, like, why didn't you guys ever, like, give me a brother or a sister? They're like, you were too much. It's like a dagger in the heart, man.
Oh, my God.
And this is where the violin would get, you know, would play. And hopefully, you know, when I have children, they will want to play video games with me, but it'll probably end up not.
They'll hate video games,
and I'll never be able to bond with my children. I won't have a relationship with my children, and they'll think I'm just a deadbeat father, and they'll think
video
never
games
love me.
Cool. They'll be like, "Dad, we hate video games. They're not as cool as you think."
I grew up on this. Dad,
I don't want to play. That's a 2D picture. I don't play in 2D, Dad. VR or die.
I'm all VR.
Yeah.
Dude, that's funny.
And I'll be in the corner.
I wish
in the fetal position, crying.
And Joey came through and said she had
the
a dad.
Controller in your hand.
I wish I had a dad.
Yeah, because he's like, I wish I had a 10-year-old son to play with. And then later on, like, you guys are talking about, and someone said something about their dad, and then Joey's like, I wish I had a dad to play.
I said I used to play Halo with my dad. And that's when Joey said, I wish I had a dad.
I was laughing, and I was like, I don't know if I should be laughing. I'm sure he said it as a joke for everyone to laugh, but I was fucking, I was rolling, man.
That was fucking funny, dude.
Those are the moments we wait for as podcast listeners, just when shit goes haywire and everything connects. You know, sometimes it takes a while to connect.
Yeah.
But when it does, it just like, it just connects, and it's funny, man. It's just, it's awesome, dude. I was working. I remember the exact parking lot. I probably will always remember the exact parking lot I was driving through. It's a place called Gettysburg Address. I remember exactly where I was driving when you guys said that line. Do you ever have that? Like, you listen to a podcast
and
someone says something, and you always remember exactly where you were when you were listening?
Yeah, that happens to me a lot with that podcast from, what was the fucking podcast called? The Macron Show.
Macron.
Oh, I love that show, dude. Just the prank calls. And just like, I listen to some of the prank calls, and I'm just fucking dying listening to these prank calls. And I know exactly what I was doing, like, that moment when I heard that prank call or whatever on the show.
It's crazy, man. I can think back 5 years almost exactly what parking lot I was in when certain things were said on Video Game Outsiders, dude.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. It's because they make an impact. They make an impact on you. They're entertaining you at the moment. And it just catches you. It makes you laugh. It catches those emotions, man.
I remember exactly where I was driving. I was making a left turn on Clovis Avenue and Herndon Avenue. I was making a U-turn to turn around and go into the In-N-Out parking lot right when Michelle Madison was reading my email that I sent in, I think for the 300th or 400th episode. I remember exactly the light that I was at. It's just, it's weird how that works.
I remember on their 300th episode, I was working in a factory in 2010. No. 12. It was 2012.
So it was their 400th episode.
Oh, okay.
Damn, dude, they've been putting in some work, right? Holy shit. Yeah, big shout out to them. Big shout out to Matt Bradford, especially, because Matt Bradford puts up a lot of shit, and he's our boy. Me and Jesus are friends with him on a personal level every day. He's so awesome. That's awesome. So what's up with you guys? What do you guys plan to do with Horrible Gamers?
We're going to end it next week.
Keep it horrible. Dude, that's the point, man. And I always feel bad. Like, I feel like I abandoned people, but it's so much homework to keep up with the video game, like, industry, man. It just overworks my head, man. Now I'm like, cool, I don't even have to look at IGN for a month at a time, and it doesn't bother me.
You know, it's not for everybody.
It's for me, but I'm not I don't want to work at it, dude. Right now, I can just get on here and talk bullshit with you guys. And it doesn't matter what we say. I could say, Eric, you suck. I could say, Ryan, you suck. Jesus, you definitely suck. I could have skipped over that.
Fuck you, Hines.
Yeah. So you guys are going to have Phil Spencer on soon, I heard.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
We're working on it. I'm trying to fit him into my schedule.
Yeah, that's awesome.
He keeps bugging me to come on the show, and I'm just like, dude, leave me alone. I'll get back to you when I get a chance.
Jesus, I just really want to be on your show.
Yeah, that's what he keeps telling me.
Jesus, wait, can I be on your show this week?
Yeah, every week, man, every week. My voice, my emails are just blowing up. I'm just like, dude, leave me alone. I had to block him once, and he just ended up adding me through another email, and I was like, oh, this guy.
Dude, what's the IGN show, the Xbox one? Unlocked? Podcast Unlocked?
Yeah, Unlocked.
Yeah.
Do you guys listen to that?
I do all the time.
Yeah, sometimes.
Is that the one that has Phil Spencer in the intro? Like, my name is Phil. Like, I'm Phil Spencer, and my interns tell me that Podcast Unlocks a great show. Yeah. I hate that, dude. It seems like he's too proud to say, like, he thought it was a great show or something. He just says, my interns.
I think they probably made him say that.
Yeah. Mm. Or they used to have Major Nelson's voice on there. I'm not sure if they still have it or not. But I guess now they have Phil Spencer.
I think they switch them up every once in a while.
Major Nelson it used to be on the beginning of a video game Outsiders.
Yeah.
That's badass.
Yeah, they got him way back in the day before, like, his podcast blew up. Does he still do a podcast?
He does.
Does he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But his podcasts have changed a lot over the years.
What does he do?
Now they're not so much about video games. They're a lot about, like, tech and stuff like that. But yeah.
That's awesome, man. All these shout-outs. Dude, we got to do some of our own shout-outs. You guys want to do some?
Sure.
Oh, well, you know it's time for shout-outs, baby. So make a list of people you want to shout-out, 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 shout-out now.
This is the Horribly Awkward Podcast.
Shout-out, 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 shout-out now.
So big shout out to Jason for 3S Comedy Podcast. There's another one. There's three brand new ones you sent me. That's the second one. You guys heard the other one last week, but that's the second one. So big shout out to you, Jason, man. I also want to give a big shout out to Arlo Rodriguez and my longtime friend Lisa for dropping in on the podcast last week. Go check out Arlo's show, Arlo, the Arlosaurus Rex. Check out his show. His show is called Random Chatterings. If you listen to it this week, I'm on that episode. Yeah, yours truly is on that episode. Who do you guys want to give a shout-out to?
Well, first off, I want to give a shout-out to our number one special guest, Joey Blockster-Hines. He's our number one special guest on Horrible Gamers.
Joey!
And I also want to give a shout-out to Brink, man, because I fucking miss him. Like, I miss him. There's moments where I sit there after the show's been recorded and the cameras are off and you're editing the show. That's exactly how I feel sometimes. I'm like, oh man, where's Brink? I miss that guy. He needs to get on the show sometimes. Brink, this is my call to you, man. Call to arms. Come to the show. Come to Horrible Gamers, man. Be a guest. Do something. Want to hear your voice.
Yeah, just do something. That's all Jesus wants you to do is something. Yeah, Brink's still in our circle, so we obviously still talk to him every day. You know, I have so many different Facebook, like, same chat man. Threads, you know, like, with all these people.
Everybody, man. Every podcaster has his own chat thread. It's crazy. Yeah, it's hard to keep up with them sometimes. And the social doesn't one, that one just keeps going on all day.
Oh, also, shout out to Matt
McDonough from Passersby. I just recorded an episode with him today, but he records a bunch at a time and sets them off over the month, so that probably won't be up for like 3 weeks to a month. But I gave a big fat shout out to Horrible Gamers on that podcast, dude.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I did. What about you, Eric?
Shout out for my dad.
Dad.
For always playing video games with me and being there.
I wish I had a dad.
I wish Joey was here.
Yeah, shout out to you, Iams, for having us be on this show.
Thanks, man. Yeah, shout out to you, dude. You specifically, not these chumps.
Oh, all right. But yeah, that's all my shout outs.
What about you? What about Ryan Gibson, man? 877-777-777.
777-777.
Shout out to the Horrible Gamers community group. Shout out to everybody in there that's chatting and talking. The video games.
Yeah, dude, there's been a lot of people. We've had a lot of people over there, just been there since the beginning, which is over 2 years now.
Yeah.
You know, which included Ryan. Was you were in there pretty early, right?
I think so, yeah.
And Joey,
I think since the beginning, but I wasn't in the community at first.
It's always weird joining communities. You feel weird, like you drop
in like
there.
A lot of people still feel like it's weird, man, because I get some people that message me on the Facebook page, right, the one we have Horrible Gamers, and people that follow the page and they like the post, they like when I post, like, oh, new shows up on the feeds, whatever. And I'm always messaging these people like, hey, you know, if you ever get a chance, join our community. And they kind of look at it and they're like, yeah, I will. And like, they never do. And it's like, I don't know if they feel it's like it's weird to join a community of gamers or if it's awkward. I don't know.
It is, dude. It's weird to get in a group and there's just stuff going on already and you just pop it. It's like going to a party, you know nobody, and there's conversations. Yeah, you're like, hey, guys. Like, you know, what we try to do with Horrible Gamers over the years is we try to welcome every person.
Yeah, definitely. And I think we've done a very good job at it, man. I don't think there's been one person that we missed welcoming into the group. I think every single person that's joined, we have put a post, like a welcome post.
Yeah, I got a question, though. Right over there, it's on the corner of Awkward Avenue and Front Street.
Mm-hmm.
Right over there, there's a sign posting. It says, has Jesus made Ryan and Eric admins of the group?
I have.
Cool.
It's been admins since, like...
since we started.
Since we started recording
the first show, so... They're admins of the group, they're admins of the page, so if you guys ever get banned, they might not just only be me. you're actually still an admin of the group, Iams. Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, I do appreciate that. You know, I abuse it. I decline everybody. fuck you.
Right. Yeah, I see people wanting to join the community, and I kind of just like, well, I'll let Jesus deal with this.
There's some weird ones, man, because you always get those Ray-Ban people that try to sell you.
Yeah, these days it says member of 970 groups. You're like,
I started wondering. But yeah, guys.
Yeah, that's awesome, man. Good community.
So I had a quick question for you real quick. So
yeah, shoot. I like questions.
You mentioned that you were on the Passersby podcast, right?
Yeah.
Today. I just got a question, man. How the fuck do you manage to be on so many podcasts? Like, there's podcasts that I listen to randomly, and you'll be on them.
I don't. I only do guest spots. Like, well, I did.
Like, three times a week or something?
No. I did random ramblings with Rob, with our buddy Rob from Random Ramblings. You guys, if you're not following Random Ramblings with Rob on Instagram, do that now. This dude is fucking incredible at Instagram. He does these videos in the Walmart. Trust me, it is a good time. Follow this guy. But I did his like weeks ago, but he's been moving, so he put the episode out recently. I did Arlo's. Fuck, Arlo. I have such a hard time, and I make fun of him. Arlosaurus Rex. I did his podcast, Random Chatterings, weeks ago. So these just came out at the same time, but they were recorded like way in advance. Passersby got recorded. I don't do that many guest spots, and if I do, it's like weeks and weeks in between.
Huh. I just feel like I hear you on a lot of shows, man. It's kind of weird. I'm like, fuck, this dude's on everything.
Yeah, what I do is I pre-record like something that will work for any show, and then I just send them the audio, and they edit it. Yes. There's little pauses for responses.
That's awesome.
Imes is the podcast pimp.
Yeah.
You are, man. Definitely.
I'm the podcast whore.
Not the podcast
pimp.
Whore.
Yeah,
big whore. Shout out to you, Imes.
I'm the hooer of the podcast community. Yeah, I just there's some guys from the 313 live show, Terrell. He just started up hashtag pod entity. I think I may have added all you guys to the group in Facebook, right?
Yeah, you added me for sure.
Maybe not. A couple days ago. Maybe check, because I went to try to add through all the podcasts. It's just gonna be a new community for everyone to like just, you know, podcasters and podcast listeners, and it's kind of like the Potter family on Twitter, but there's a Facebook presence too, and Facebook groups are, I think Facebook's way better for getting personal. I think Twitter's like a business thing. It's very disconnected. I don't know if you guys feel the same.
Yeah.
It just feels weird. Podcast feels more personal, like you're getting to know people. I mean, podcast, Facebook.
What was this community called?
It's called Pod Entity.
Pod Entity.
I think I added you, man. I added all the people I know.
And it's growing pretty quickly, man. I'm surprised how fast it's actually growing.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of people in there. I think people added
275.
But
wow.
Yeah, it's just, you know, podcasts, dude, especially independent podcasts, man. They need a little boost from their friends and community. And so, big shout out to Pod Entity. And I see Eric, man, yawning, man. He's like a little baby. He's like, Eric, you're gonna be me.
Yeah, I gotta be up in like 6 hours.
Oh, that's cool, man. We'll see where we're at. We won't be that long. And if you gotta go early, man, no worries about
just
it.
Let us know. We'll just talk shit about you when you leave.
Yes, we're at 30.
I'm
30,
used to that.
Yeah, we're at 35
Shout
minutes.
Shout out to Gabe. He used to do that to me all the time.
Shout out to Gabe. Gabe, bro. Gabe, dude, Gabe's son, Jason. Oh, you got those pictures of like Margot Robbie waving to him? Like, oh, fuck. I want to say that as my phone screensaver. So every time my phone turns off, it's like Margot Robbie's waving at me. Oh, baby. Oh, baby, dude. Like, she's like that super hot in a way where she's not like supermodel hot, but she's just like fucking super sexy, dude. Especially in Harley Quinn in that blue and like red and white shirt. I want it.
we're all thinking about her right now.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah, we are. Yeah, we are,
pause,
dude.
Pause the show real quick.
We're thinking about the tattoo that says "Lucky You" on her.
Is that
in the lower abdomen?
I can't wait for Suicide Squad, guys. Have you guys seen Ghostbusters?
No, not yet.
I don't plan on to.
I'm going to see it probably sometime this week. But.
I thought it was good, dude. I thought it was really good. Well, you guys, I'm biased because you guys, everybody knows that my love for Kristen Wiig is like universe is big. So she can put out a dumb movie and I'll love it. So take that in consideration. But I think the overall consensus is pretty good.
Yeah, I've heard it's sort of mixed, but I've heard mostly good stuff about it. So, I mean, if you go into it not expecting, you know, what Ghostbusters was back then, now, and just go into it with a fresh, open mind, it's, you know, it'll be an alright movie.
What is that movie that you were talking about on Facebook? Is it a horror movie?
The Woods?
No, I think it's like a perfect score or something. I can't remember what it was called. Not many people have heard about it. You've been posting it a lot.
Something recently?
Yeah.
Well, I was posting about that movie, The Woods, which actually they just announced that we've all been duped, and this is actually a Blair Witch sequel.
Oh.
That's so pretty cool, man.
So I was in the movie theater. I went to go see Lights Out.
That's what it was.
Lights Out? Oh, okay. Lights Out was okay.
Oh, Lights Out.
Oh, okay.
You know, Lights Out was, it wasn't terrible. It wasn't great. It was good enough. It definitely didn't need to be seen in the theater. It's not something I say you have to go see in the theater. But I was in there. So before that movie started, I watched the trailer for The Woods, which looks like a fucking fantastic horror movie. And it was titled The Woods, like hashtag The Woods Are Watching or some shit on Twitter. And that's what it is. When I get home at Comic-Con or something, or maybe not even at Comic-Con, something happened. They announced that it's not even called The Woods. It's actually a Blair Witch Project sequel that they kept like in the, they just kept it on the low, right? But I was like, I just saw the trailer for The Woods in the theater. This is a little confusing.
Hmm.
Yeah, why do that? Do you guys like Blair Witch?
I never seen it.
It was all right.
I was fucking creeped out of that movie.
And I'm not much of a scary movie person because it freaks me out.
That's right. And you got the fucking big D12 fucking tattoo on your arm, man.
He does.
Yeah, dog.
Detroit.
Shit. Represent. You said 313, and it made me think of.
They're from Detroit.
There you go. My brothers.
Yeah, dude. Everybody from the 313. You guys ever heard Eminem's old shit, Infinite?
I wrote that.
Did you?
Yeah, I wrote that for Eminem.
You know, I have to say one thing.
Eminem tight, man. Y'all don't think it's true, but...
I have to say one thing, man. 8 Mile was a fucking good movie.
Yeah, I directed it.
I'm sure. Like, that was a actual good movie, and I remember watching it expecting some stupid ass acting from Eminem, because I had seen him previously in The Wash, you know, Dr. Dre's movie, and he did some stupid acting, and it was very serious, man. And dude, that movie was good. That movie was really good. And those freestyle sections, fuck, man, I get the chills thinking about
it. I like that movie. I always watch it when I see it on TV. I don't own it, but I always just watch it when it's on TV. I enjoy it. Every minute of it.
I'm getting ready to move, so I boxed up all kinds of shit. I realized I don't own any movies. I had a whole closet full of DVDs, and I sold them to one dude on Craigslist. $150 for 500 DVDs. Because I didn't want them. They were just taking up space. And you got Netflix. We got Hulu. We got all these things to watch all these movies, so I didn't want them. So he was a reseller at the... the cherry auction, which is like a flea market over here. So I was like, dude, $150, come pick all these up. Get them the fuck out of my apartment.
It sold. He took them.
Yep, he took them. And I know he probably made a bunch of money off it. I didn't care. I just wanted that shit out of here. I don't even know what to do with my physical media as far as Xbox One and PS4 games, man. They're just there.
Sell them.
Yeah, they're not worth anything, though. There's no trade-in value for these games.
Yeah.
And I don't like to deal with too many Craigslist ads. You know, I can do Craigslist ads, a couple of them. You do too many of them. It's just too many shady parking lots. It's just all dark. You got over there, you see is a lit cigarette and a fucking top hat. You go over there, and he's like, you got this, you got the video games. Yeah.
Hey, you got Fallout 4?
I got Fallout 4.
Bring it to me.
What is the shadiest thing you've ever, like, the shadiest place you ever sold something or bought something on Craigslist?
I did a lot of parking lot meetups. Last night I went and met up with a guy, right? He was selling a coffee table, so I moved into my old apartment, and it was a nice coffee table. This thing's actually really nice. It's got three glass slabs. Like, it's really nice. Perfect for what I want. Like, perfect. He only wanted $30. So I was, like, texting him. It was late, and he's like, you know, if you want to come pick it up, he told me the address, and it's fucking far, dude. It was, like, 15 miles away. So I'm like, maybe tomorrow. I didn't want to go that far. So he said, I'll meet you halfway. So I was thinking, fuck. So I told him I live further than I actually did, so halfway would be closer. You know what I mean? Like, I told him I live further that way, so the halfway point would be actually closer to where I'm at. And we just met up at, like, a gas station and, like, I bought a coffee table. It was weird, dude.
That is really weird.
I have never sold or bought anything from Craigslist. Never used Craigslist in my life.
Does it just seem weird to you, or what's the reason behind this?
I just really have never found the need to.
Yes, it's weird buying used shit because everyone says excellent condition, and then you get in person and it's like not excellent condition, and then you feel obligated to buy it anyways, or you feel like a dick if you don't.
Yeah, I mean, you told them, yeah, I'll buy it, and then you see it, you're like, ooh, I don't know about this. I'll just go to Goodwill if I want to buy something used, see if they got what I want. That or garage sales or my parents.
Yeah.
Well, Craigslist kind of is a garage sale if you think about it. It's like an online garage sale.
An expensive garage sale. Actual garage sales are dirt cheap.
Yeah. But I mean, like, for instance, my Blue Yeti mic, it's $200 up here in a store. And I got it for $100.
Oh, nice.
On not Craigslist, on Kijiji, which is like a Canadian version of Craigslist. We have Craigslist as well, but...
You do sound a lot clearer than you used to with the headsets mic down.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I got. I got Blue Yeti. Look at the only one without a Blue Yeti is Eric. Dude, he's not invited to the party.
Yeah, man. I got a MXL7. I don't know. I bought it from my friend. And because I used to use my headset from Astro Headset.
You know, I do like headsets for one reason, because you can move around and you're always the same volume rather than like this and it gets louder. Yeah. But I also like a mic, because it just, for me, it feels more professional having this mic. And
it sounds a lot better.
And if you want to laugh real loud, you can lean back and go, ah ha, it's not like this. Ah ha.
Yeah, the mic I have is a MXL 770.
MXL 770. Let's do a promo for them. MXL 770. Podcasters like Eric Smith own one in their house. One guy, one mic.
Guys, the weirdest time I ever bought something on Craigslist was I bought, actually, I think it was a PlayStation 3 like a while back, like at least 4 or 5 years ago. But I found this post on Craigslist like, hey, you know, I want to buy this this PlayStation 3. You know, I'm selling it. So I went to this guy's house. He sent me like an address. And it was far, man, like at least 45 minutes away or an hour away from here. So we're driving on the highway. We go to this guy's house. He lives like in these apartments. And this dude comes out, and I text him, like, yo, I'm here, man. So he comes out of this house, this apartment, and he's wearing scrubs. And he looks like a fucking nurse. And I'm like, okay. Like, maybe he just got out of work or something. I'm not 100% sure. I don't know. And he's like, yeah. He's like, you want to come inside and check it out and try it out? Try it out real quick? Just try it out real quick? I'm like, oh, fuck. I'm like, this dude's on meth. This motherfucker's high on drugs right now. He's like, yeah, you know, just come inside real quick. I was like, dude, I don't feel comfortable going into your house. He's like, just come inside. Just come inside. My client's inside, and she can't move, and I have to keep an eye on her. And I'm like, you have to keep an eye on who? So I go in there.
His clients go to his house because, like.
And I go in there, man, and this place is a fucking mess. Like, it's just fucking garbage everywhere. Just, there's like a hoarder's house, like in those TV shows, like hoarders. It's just garbage everywhere, trash on the floor, lamps sideways and shit on the fucking living room.
Oh, yeah.
That's a crack house, bro. And I was
walking through there. You were
in a crack den. I'm walking through there, and I'm like, oh, fuck. I've seen these places on TV before. You know, I might get shot in here or something. Because I had like a hundred something bucks on me, so I was buying a system, you know. And I go to like the back room. This dude has a PlayStation 3 hooked up to like a small 12-inch monitor. Like a little old ass TV. He has it hooked up to that. And he's like, yeah, you want to try it out? I'm like, yeah, bro. Yeah, I got turn it on real quick. And then, like, I'm like standing back away from this guy. And he's just so fucking cracked. And I'm like, who do you live with? He's like, oh, I live with my client. I'm like, what do you mean your client? He's like, oh, I'm a caregiver. I'm like, what? He's like, yeah, I'm a caregiver. I take care of this lady who can't move. She's bedridden. And I just live here and I take care of her. And I'm like, why the fuck is the place a mess? And he's like, I just have to take care of her. I don't have to clean up or nothing. I'm
my,
like,
my brother calls her mom. I don't know why.
Fuck. I was like, fuck.
I think that's code word for drug dealer.
That's so horrible. Just the way.
He's like, dude, hey, how's this PS3 look? Here, sniff this. You're like, oh, wait, one in my nose. You're like, do you want to buy a PS3? Yeah, I want to buy hell of PS3s. Give me all the PS3s you got. Give me them all.
It was just like that. This dude was like cracked out, and it was weird, man. And it was just awkward as fuck being in that house. Another time, I was buying an Xbox 360, and I went to this dude's house. So I went with my friend, right? And I pull up to this guy's house, and he tells me, come inside to try it out. So I told my friend, wait for me in the car. Because my friend, he had a gun on him, right? So I told my friend, you know, he conceals carries and all that. So I told him, you know, wait in the car for me. I'm going to go inside. And if I don't come out in 5 minutes, you come in there, you're looking for me. You kick that fucking door down. You make sure you go in there and you check for me. He's like, all right, man, I got you, whatever. Just go in, hurry up. So I go into this dude's house, and he, like, takes me into his house. You know, I'm in his living room. His girlfriend is there. She's like, hi. I'm like, hi, nice to meet you. She's like, yeah, we got to get rid of this system. We got to pay bills, or somebody broke our window and we got to pay for the window on the car or some shit. And I'm just like, yeah, I'm making small talk. And then I'm looking at the system and it looks nothing like the pictures, right? Because in the pictures, the system looked like it had like a like the cover plates for like the Oregon Ducks on it, and it had like custom paint job on it. But what this dude did is he painted the system with the fucking Sharpie. I was like, what the fuck? I looked at it and I was like, dude, I'm like, this looks nothing like the picture. I'm like, why were you lying to me? I was like, this looks nothing like the picture. You like drew on this thing with the Sharpie and try to copy the picture or something. Like, honestly, it was like drawn on there with like a Sharpie. It was the funniest fucking thing ever. And the dude like, and I was like having my doubts, right? And he's kind of like noticing that I'm having these doubts. Like, he's like, the whole summer, you're not going to buy it. And I was like, I don't know, man. I don't know. I'm kind of having my doubts about this. Maybe I'm not going to buy this. And he's like, okay, I'll throw in all these fucking games. And he like grabbed his whole shelf. I'm not joking. He grabbed his whole shelf.
The wood and all.
He just threw it on the fucking couch. And I'm like, what the fuck? He's like, I'll throw all these games in there with it. I was like, look, man, I was trying to back away slowly at this point. I'm walking like backwards, back stepping to the door. And I'm just like, oh, fuck, hold on. My friend, bring the gun, motherfucker.
Bring the gun.
And this dude, he fucking freaked out on me, guys. He was like, what the fuck is this? You're going to come to my fucking house and disrespect me like that? You're going to fucking come in here and tell me you're not going to pay for this? And I was just like, oh,
PCP, fuck, man.
This motherfucker's tripping. Like, honestly, he went to like the kitchen, and I was like, "Oh shit!" I thought he was gonna fucking like grab something. And he was just like walking around the house, punching the walls. He punched the hole in his wall.
Oh my goodness!
He was like, and I'm in his house, right? So if this dude kills me, he could just say I freaked out on him, and yeah, he'd be like, "Cool, you know?" Like the cops would be like, "Okay, yeah, Mexican went into your house, he freaked out on you, you killed him. What a big deal." And that's honestly what it was. I was like, this dude's freaking out on me. I legit, like, I called my friend, and my friend came to the door, and he was like, hey, what's going on, you know? And that dude was just freaking the fuck out. And his girlfriend was like, I'm sorry. He's just really stressed out about all this. And I'm like, well, if you're fucking stressed out about this, you shouldn't be threatening people that you're going to fucking hurt them because they're not buying your stuff. Like, and that's ever since then, guys. I've never gone into nobody's house. Ever. Like, I thought, I'm like, fuck that. That is the last time I'm ever going into anybody's house. This was after the crackhead incident, but that's the last time.
Will you come into my
fuck
house?
That. No, hell no. You fucking freak out on me and shit. You I'm fucking not gonna, guy. Like, legit, I've never seen this happen. Like, I've only seen this happen, like, in the movies, but this dude grabbed his shelf and just dumped everything on the fucking couch. Like, you can have all these games. I'm just like, dude, I don't want the system. It looks like shit, you know? Like, I'm trying to buy a 360 that look cool so I can resell it. I don't want a system that I can't resell. And it was just weird. That was some of my weird Craigslist moments. It happens, guys.
Yeah, dude, I don't like going in.
I don't do anything on Craigslist.
I don't like going into people's houses. Like, you go to people's houses, you go in there, it just feels weird. Even when I go into friends' houses for the first time, it feels a little weird.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, you know, then you got the other option is, like, people meeting in parking lots, which is weird because you're in a hurry. So you don't want to, like, scope it in. And you just feel weird.
Just buying, like, a system or something in a parking lot because you have nowhere to try it out at, you know. So, like, for all you know, they could be selling you some broken-ass shit. And you're not ever going to notice until you get home and try it out. Which, by that point, they could have changed your number. They could have blocked your number. All that stuff. And then you're just out the money.
Yeah, I remember I bought that. They had that. Remember that Kmart mess up for the 3DSs about a year ago? It was like $59, and then I went to Best Buy and got a price match. So I got like a 3DS for $59, and I ended up just flipping it on Craigslist for like $140. Yeah, no issues though. Guy came and picked it up. He was happy to pay $140. I was happy to make double.
That's awesome. Right?
Yeah, that was fucking awesome. So, I mean, I had things where like they had like deals of the day for like brand new Madden games for like $9 or something from Best Buy. I'll go buy all of them. Buy 12 copies. Flip those, you know, make some money. They're happy to pay like $25 a piece. I'm happy to sell them for $25 a piece. It's a win-win. You just got to cash those deals at the right time. It's weird when you buy used shit, though. You know, I was worried. Like, last time I bought this table, I'm like, I'm going to meet this guy in the parking lot. It's $30. If this doesn't look satisfactory, I'm probably just going to give him the money because...
You don't want to piss him... Like, yeah, you don't want to piss people off, but, like, this dude really got mad at me, man. He was like...
Yeah, fuck that.
For a moment, I felt like he was going to attack me. And his girlfriend was kind of telling him, like, calm down, calm down. And he was like... fuck that, you don't come into somebody's house. And I was like, oh shit.
That's like, when he gets silent, and then Jesus puts his hands up like a peace sign, and when he closes his fingers together, a red light appears through the window.
Oh man, it was just fucking scary, dude.
Yeah, was your buddy Quiet from Metal Gear?
Yeah. No, I wish, man. At that point, I kind of wish it was Quiet from Metal Gear.
Dude, I'm playing Metal Gear right now, and I love like having her there. And I just look over, I just zoom in, and she's just chilling on the rocks with her sniper rifle, just kicking back with her feet up on another rock. It's fucking awesome, dude. She just got my back. She don't say shit, obviously.
Yeah, never says anything. It will fuck some people up for you.
Yeah, dude, that's fucking awesome, man. So what else? What else is up, guys? Okay, yeah, dude. I don't know. I don't have anything to say. I'm not a smart dude. You guys know this.
Neither am I.
Yeah, you're smart enough though, Eric.
Eric's pretty smart.
You're not.
Y'all are just buttering my muffins.
Actually, dude, that sounds so good right now. It's a buttered muffin. Oh God,
Just
buttered muffins or biscuits.
Cracker Barrel makes great biscuits.
Cracker Barrel? I've never been to Cracker Barrel.
I've heard of it,
dude. Just go and get biscuits.
They don't have those out here.
Yeah, I don't think they do.
What?
Yeah, I think that's the East Coast thing.
That's an East Coast thing, yeah.
Well, you guys got In-N-Out, and we got Cracker Barrel.
That sounds like a fair trade.
You guys have a lot more shit than we do. You guys have, like, all these different brands that we don't have.
In-N-Out's fucking good, dude. And their burgers are still, like, $2.
Just start naming shit that you have in the East Coast, and you'll probably have a lot more than we do.
You got a Walmart?
Well, Walmart's worldwide, man. Come on.
You got Meijer?
We don't have that.
Meijer? Fred Meijer's?
No, Meijer's is M-A. I was just talking about, on Passersby, we're talking about this.
J-E-R.
We have Fred Meijer's out here.
Yeah, which is way different.
We ain't got none of that shit up here.
We just got a Chick-fil-A in Lansing.
Chick-fil-A is good!
We got that out here, yeah.
So I'm stoked for that. Me and my friend are going to waste our whole paycheck.
Dude, there. Spicy chicken sandwich, man, with extra pickles. Dude, that's the way to roll.
And the pickles.
The pickle. I love, dude, anything. Pickles. I get extra pickles on everything.
You just get pickles on a bun.
You're a pickle fiend?
Yeah, like, give me, like, a pickle. Just give me a full pickle in
just
there.
Just give me a pickle.
I just eat, like, a hot dog bun and a pickle.
You're gonna give me this pickle and give you a nickel.
let's see.
Chick-fil-A is good though. Their fries suck. Five Guys, yeah, we have that. I like Five Guys a lot.
It's fucking good.
Have Culver's?
Have what?
Culver's?
Mm-mm.
You don't have Culver's?
No, never heard of it.
Man, you have to try Culver's. It's amazing. It's good stuff.
What's Culver's?
It's kind of like a Steak and Shake, but better.
I don't have that either. What's a steak and shake?
Steak and shake?
We have no idea what a steak and shake is.
They sell steaks and milkshakes.
I'm assuming that's what it sounds like.
No, it's just, they're just really, they flatten their beef.
They flatten it? That's great.
Really thin patties. And then, I mean, they're like $5 for a meal. It's kind of it's cheap dinner thing.
Five?
And
dude, that sounds great.
It is. It's good, but Culver's is better. Because it's thicker beef, but they do the same thing. They flatten it, make it smaller and skinnier, but it's a little thicker than Steak and Shake, and then their fries are good. And then you can't go wrong with their ice cream. They're actually really known for their
sounds so good right
their
now.
Ice cream. They got cheese curds.
Oh.
They serve like full dinner meals, like turkey and mashed potatoes and corn and
for $5 or what's going on here, man?
I don't know how much these are, but Culver's is a little bit pricey, but it's worth it.
Yeah, Eric don't know how much things cost. He just throws his fucking debit card down and says charge that shit.
Don't give a fuck. I'll pay for this shit.
That's what I do.
It has no limit. You charge that shit up.
Yep.
That's why he said a whole paycheck on Chick-fil-A, dude. I mean, how many fucking Chick-fil-A's can you eat? They're like $3 each.
Perfect.
Don't care.
Like, here's my paycheck. All the Chick-fil-A's you can give me. Chick-fil-A's simple. It's like bread, really, really. I mean, it's a fried chicken patty, but inside that chicken, I don't know how they do it, how they keep the moisture in there. They must inject it with water and then fry it. So it's like this perfect fry. It's so good because when you bite into it, it's like everything is moist and so good inside. God, it gives me a chubby right now thinking about it.
I've only had Chick-fil-A once in my life, and that was when I went to Cedar Point.
Chick-fil-A is good, dude. No, I don't go there that often. I don't like the fries at all, and I'm a cheapskate.
The waffle fries?
Yeah, the waffle fries seem plain. A lot of people say that about In-N-Out fries, but for some reason, I really like the In-N-Out fries.
See, I've always heard good things about In-N-Out, and I really want to try it.
I haven't had that shit.
It's only in California, right?
No, it's in different states. It's
Texas got it now.
Vegas, Texas.
Is it just like the West Coast? It's just in the
Arizona.
West Coast.
Yeah, it was
one here in Oregon, but it's far away from me.
It was a Southern California thing. Then they made it up to Gilroy. They made it up to the Bay Area. Now it's up in Oregon. They made it up to. I mean, it might make it there eventually. It's a very simple place. It's just a burger, fries.
It sounds like Hot Now. Have you guys heard of Hot Now?
No, that doesn't even sound like that. Doesn't sound good though. That sounds like Hot and Ready pizzas.
People loved it when it was in business, and it was cheap to get. Like you could get.
Well, it's safe to say that
cheeseburgers for $1.
In-N-Out is not very cheap, right?
No, In-N-Out is fucking cheap. In-N-Out for a burger, it's $2.15. For cheeseburger is. Slightly more than that. It's under $3 though. A double-double, which is two meat, two cheese, is three something. Dude, this is the way I get it. I get a burger. I get it with both kinds of onions because I want grilled onions and fucking fresh onions.
That's because a lot of onions, man.
I don't give a shit.
I can do either or.
Like, no.
Don't like breathe on me after you eat these.
Yeah, that's too much onions.
Okay, have you guys had onions grilled?
I have.
Yes.
They become sweet.
Yeah, they're really
mushy.
Good, yeah.
They become mushy. Yeah. I want that onion flavor. On top of when I bite into it, I want to taste the actual slice of onion. I want
onion.
No, it's not, dude.
Onion, bro.
It's not.
I need like an onion burger with some meat and cheese.
Dude, onions are fucking good, man. And just a plain burger, onions, you know, a little bit of spread, extra mustard, and that shit, and extra pickles. Fuck, always extra pickles. Dude, it's good. And it's like $2.15 for a burger. Yesterday I got two burgers that same way, plus an order of fries. It was like $6.50.
And how'd you feel after you ate that?
I feel great. I don't.
Oh, yeah, awesome.
Yeah,
really
no. The In-N-Out burger, when you eat it, you don't get that, like, I just ate fast food, fuck my life feeling, you know?
So it's real beef?
It's everything is fresh.
Oh, nice.
Everything In-N-Out. Everything's fresh.
You fucking freeze the meat?
That was Wendy's slogan, but. When you go to In-N-Out, everything is fresh, but also everything does take a long time. So, drive-thrus take a while. Yeah, the cows. You just roll.
That's a cow? Sounds like the dude from the Goonies.
Yeah. Hey, you good? Yeah, they have cows back there, dude. Just throw.
Get me, Shaggy.
And then they have three milkshakes, chocolate, vanilla, strawberry, and they have a shake, and they have the fries. That's it.
That sounds amazing. I want to eat here.
It's great, dude.
Do you ever dip your fries in your shake?
Oh no.
No.
Dude, I do that with Wendy's with a Frosty. Heck yeah,
man.
Frosties are
chocolate what? Shake with French fries.
I like the Frosties, but I cannot dip my fries in a Frosty.
It's
like,
it's okay.
Have you ever tried it?
No, but this doesn't sound good.
Try it.
You know what? I'm going to go get a Frosty. Give me a second. Give me 10 minutes. Be back.
All right.
Don't go, man.
He's going to go get a Frosty.
10 minutes will be done. It's already 1 hour full. All right. Yeah. So,
have you ever done that before, though?
Yeah, I've done that. With my fries, dude, I love fries. I love any kind of fried potato in any form. I love it with ketchup. Lots of ketchup. Or barbecue sauce.
Yeah.
Ranch?
Barbecue sauce is for men. Ranch is for women.
you don't like ranch.
No, ranch is good, but I'm more of a barbecue guy. But every once in a while, you need something ranch, dude. A ranch bacon club sandwich.
Well, I'll tell you, you guys probably don't have. Like I said on the show on Horrible Gamers, there's a barbecue joint called Slow's Barbecue. Have you ever heard of it?
No, but anything that sounds great because I love fucking barbecue, man.
I think it started in Detroit, and that's like where the first one is at. and then there's one in Grand Rapids. I don't know if there's any other locations, but dude, it's delicious because you can choose between just a plate of meat. Like, you just get your meat, or you can get a sandwich, and then there's like different sides you can get. And my favorite side is to get is the mac and cheese, because it's all homemade mac and cheese.
Mm.
Oh my gosh, dude, it's by far the best mac and cheese I've ever had.
Oh yeah, they have this.
So, mac, like, if you ever come to Michigan, either of you, come to Michigan, we will go to Slow's Barbecue and we will chow down, and you will love it. And then you can try some of the Michigan craft beer, because Michigan is actually one of the top craft beer states in the United States.
I would love to try some craft beer, dude. I buy the cheap beer, man. I buy like Bud Ice. Cheap, gets me drunk.
Yeah, see, I'm more sophisticated. I like.
Oh, thanks, dude. Wow.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm not. Those cheap beers make me sick. I can't drink them. They make me feel nauseated and everything. And I enjoy. There's all different kinds of flavors and whatnot in all these craft beers. It's so good. Do you like IPAs?
You know, I don't usually buy those kind of beers, but I do like them. They do taste way better. What's the one with like the serpent or something with a fish on it? Shit. It's always got these pictures of these animals on it. I'm trying to think of what they're called. They're really good though. Craft beer with a fish on it. I'm going to find it. Craft beer with a fish.
Is it a Michigan brew?
I don't know who does it.
It's probably Bell's Two Hearted Ale.
No, that's definitely not it.
No? Okay.
I'm looking. Oh, wait, here we go. What is this? It's great. Don't show me the full picture. Just show me a picture of only the fish so I can't. Ballast Point.
Ballast Point. Never heard of it.
Sculpin. Yeah, those are good, dude. Those kind of beers are good, but I don't really want to spend $15 for a six pack.
Oh yeah. I spent $30 on a four pack of KBS beer from Founders.
How much?
$30.
$30 for a four pack of what, of 12-ounce bottles?
I think it's a smaller ounce bottle.
Smaller than 12?
Yeah, I can't remember. Yeah, it's smaller than 12.
You paid $30 for four shots.
Yeah, no, I mean
airplane bottles.
It's a Kentucky bourbon stout, and it's got chocolate, coffee, and some aged bourbon, all mixed into this beer.
What?
The alcohol content for this is like 13%.
Oh, that's geez. That's why they're smaller. So you get
why they're smaller, because you take like for me, like maybe half of that bottle, I'm already lit. I'm done.
So does where you're at in Detroit, because I think in California they've made it not, I don't know about illegal, but they don't allow caffeine and shit inside your alcohol already. So does it, with the coffee mixture, does it have caffeine in it?
Yeah, I don't think so, because I still get so tired drinking it.
Yeah, because we used to have those what are those, Jesus, that we Four Loko, they used to have like a hell of caffeine. You get jacked up, your heart be pumping, and you'd be drunk at the same time, and they took out the caffeine part.
Well, because a lot of kids were dying from that, man. They were just having heart attacks and shit.
Kids should not be drinking fucking alcohol.
Well, not kids, but like college kids.
Oh.
That cocaine.
They were partying too hard, and they would chug these fucking things, and they would drink like two or three of them. And I don't know about you guys, but drinking two or three or four Locos, that'll fucking tear you up.
Dude, we drank the one. Me, you, Normie, and we drank when we were fucking drunk. Hook drank like two. But
especially if you're drinking fast, they'll fuck you up even
more. Yeah, it's a weird. It's like, you ever drink Mad Dog 40, 30, 30, or 2020? That's it, Mad Dog 2020?
Yeah.
You might as well just drink some windshield fluid, dude.
Yeah, you're so near to be fucked up.
Some after freeze, dude. Oh, God.
Fuck.
Yeah, so did you go get your Wendy's fries and Frosty and dip them in?
I sent my driver to give me some, a.k.a. my brother. Shout out to my brother for getting me food when I sent them.
Did you really get fries in a chocolate
shake? Yeah, I told him to give me a fucking Frosty with fries.
That's all right, awesome. Cool.
We'll see whenever the fuck he goes. He hasn't left yet. I can still hear him.
Can you get him to bring some here, too?
Hold on. My cousin just said, are you busy? I have tickets to go see X-Men at the Villa Theater.
Oh, man.
Oh, no.
Villa Theater.
All right, guys. Podcast is over. I'm just going to see X-Men.
I haven't seen X-Men, but it just didn't look good to me, but we're rolling out. We're almost done, anyways. I got to know a few things since I haven't asked Eric yet. Eric, dude, this is gonna narrow it down to how we all feel about you. Who is your celebrity crush, dude?
Olivia Wilde.
Olivia Wilde. Oh, she's so fucking hot, dude. What was that movie where she like became an undead zombie? The Lazarus Effect.
Lazarus Effect, or something like that, yeah.
Yeah, okay movie, but she's hot. She made it to 8.
I liked her in the show House. That's when I was like, oh.
Oh, yeah, I haven't... You know, I never really watched House.
Oh, my gosh, you need to watch that show.
Yeah, because House was a procedural. I just can't get into those.
It was a good show, though.
Yeah. You get to see him being an a-hole and whatnot. Yeah. It's really, he's a cocky dude, and it's hilarious. You need to watch it. Try it out.
Ryan,
Iams, I got a question for you. What are you doing this week besides moving?
Packing shit, working.
Do you have time to watch Game of Thrones? Have you watched the latest season?
Yeah.
Join us next week on Horrible Gamers. We're going to have a fucking spoiler cast.
Next week.
I don't care.
Next week I'm helping my roommate move.
Do it after.
Yeah, do it after you help him move.
I can't remember anything from it, possibly. But
well, then rewatch it, dude.
I'm not rewatching it. Fuck that. I cannot watch Game of Thrones more than... I can barely watch it the first time, dude. I don't mean like I don't like it. I mean, it's too complicated for me, and I just like don't...
Have you all seen the new show on HBO called Vice Principals?
I
watched the first episode the other day. It was kind of funny. It has a dude who plays Kenny Powers in the other one, Eastbound and Down.
Oh, yeah?
The same dude, he plays the vice principal guy in this one.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty funny stuff.
Huh. Awesome.
What was it called?
It's called Vice Principals.
Vice Principals.
That's with, what's his face from the This Is the End? What's his name?
Yes. That,
the dude.
James Franco?
No, the other dude. The dumb dude. Danny McBride.
Yeah, you're on the right track.
McBride. Yeah, McBride.
Yes, that's it.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Ryan, who is your celebrity crush?
I think it would probably be Margot Robbie.
She's fucking...
What about you, Jesus?
Right now is that chick, the one that Ryan just said.
That's
it. It changes for me every time I watch like a movie or something. I'm like, fuck.
I saw her in Tarzan, and I was like, dang, dude.
There's like no, there's like, because every movie, you know, you see like a hot chick, and you're like, fuck, that chick is hot. And you see another movie, and that chick is hot. You're like, oh fuck, dude. I don't just have one.
Yeah, you should have one, man. That's gonna lead to bad relationships.
Kate Beckinsale used to be.
Kate Beckinsale's fucking hot, dude. Underworld.
Oh yeah,
I'm down with that. I'll agree with that. I'll agree with that.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know. We have a couple of questions. I reached out. Let's see.
Oh, we do. We have questions.
No, they're just. I said, say something stupid or mean, and we'll talk about it.
Okay. Well, what do you have?
I'm looking for it, dude. I'm looking for it. We'll pull it up and we'll roll.
How are you gonna mention it and not have it?
I got it ready. I was lying. Okay, so Mr. Matt White, dude. Actually, thank you, Matt White, for coming over and helping me with my computer a couple weeks ago.
He looks like a scary dude.
And Matt that was Matt Geringer. Matt White came over. He actually bought my 970, my GTX 970. So, Matt, dude, thanks, bro. And he says, you guys rock horribly. Like, So, do we rock or are we horrible? Let's decipher this.
I think it goes both ways.
Defense?
Is it like a deformed, like we're just horrible at rocking?
Yep. That's exactly what it is.
There you go.
Okay. Normie Late, you know, America's sweetheart from ZombieCast, Knuckleballer. She wants to know front or back?
Giggity. Back.
All right.
It depends.
What are we talking about? Front or back? What?
That's just it. That's our question. Front or back? Sometimes
I like going to the front. Sometimes I like going to the back.
Yeah.
A little from column A, a little from column B, I think.
You gotta switch it up sometimes. Sometimes you gotta add some spice.
There, a little bit there.
Yeah, like which end of the hot dog do you eat first? Do you eat the front or the back? Which side do you hold out?
The middle.
Which way do you hold your hand to eat a hot dog? Do you hold it like you're doing the okay sign, or do you hold it backwards?
Like,
how do you eat your hot dogs? I want to know how you hold that.
Like a shake weight. I eat it like more.
You gotta get the bread moist before you bite into it. like a shake.
Right? Take that hot dog and shake it right in my mouth. Sometimes ketchup squirts right out of my mouth, but hey, whatever.
Yeah, do we have to choose front or back? Can we just like take a middle approach?
You could do both, I think.
So side.
I mean, if you're doing like a B&E, if you're breaking into someone's house, you obviously go around to the back.
Yeah.
If you want to go and sell some Girl Scout cookies, you always go to the front. If it's a sexual related situation,
it kind of is what it is.
I say close your eyes and hope for the best.
Oh gosh,
that's kind of not. I don't know if I suggest that, like during sexual intercourse.
Yeah, Normie. I said
I'm gonna try it next time. Just blindfold myself.
I guess
your girlfriend,
Marco.
What the fuck? Are you doing?
Yeah, next week on Horrible Gamers, Eric's gonna have a fucking black eye.
Like what happened to you, Eric? This week he had bloody nipples, man.
Stuck it in the
Whoa.
He had bloody nipples. What do you think? There's a new person called St. Nipples on the show.
Oh, St. Nipples.
You're going to hear it on the Horrible Gamer. You can hear it now if you want.
And then Matt White just says, then inside out and front to back. So Matt likes to cover it all.
Mm.
Thanks, Normie, because I don't know. We just learned how Eric eats a hot dog.
Like a shake weight.
Like a shake weight. Like
corn on the cob.
Jeremy Rittner just says that the sad violin in last week's episode was spot on.
Yeah, awesome. Thank you for listening.
I'm glad I can make people laugh because of my depression.
And the thing is, his voice just went along with it so well.
He's just like so serious. Like, you know, I wish I had a 10-year-old son to play with. If I only had just one friend. It's always Sarah McLachlan playing whenever you're around Eric, right?
Yes. In the arms of an angel.
Yeah, what'd you guys say? For like, you guys said some high number though, like for 99 cents an hour or something.
97 cents
a day. You can help Eric get friends. Joey we told people for 50 cents a day they can help him get a dad.
And we're trying to set up a GoFundMe for Joey too, so we can get an Xbox.
And the ice drop happened, guys. It's $2.50 now.
That's crazy.
I think on Newegg has a thing on eBay right now. You can get the Xbox with a choose your game for $209.
Fuck, they're so cheap nowadays. And I think right now they also have a promotion at Microsoft. If you buy like a Surface tablet at their stores, you get like a free Xbox.
And they're just giving them away.
They did that with the 360. Remember when back in the day you buy a computer, get a 360. You remember Master Chief sawing the fucking couch in half?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Buy a computer, get a 360. Yeah, fucking awesome. Just give that shit away, you know. Pretty soon it's going to be like cheap, man. You know, the cost of making them goes way down, way down.
Way, way, way down. Iams, are you going to get that new graphics card, bro, that just is coming out next week?
Yeah, Iams. Come on now.
The GTX X Titan or something like that?
The 1080 X Titan or what?
No, it's a Titan X 10. It's like the newest Titan card. It's like better than the 1080.
Are they announcing that already?
Oh, it's already coming out next week.
Yeah.
Oh, that sucks. I'm going to have to get it, yeah.
Well, that sucks. Yeah, I'm gonna have to
it's like 30% more performance power than the
10. Is this a joke or not?
No, it's serious.
Why would they announce that? Why would they do that already? That pisses me off.
Yeah. Dude, it's $1,200 though. Yeah,
oh, no, expensive. I'm not getting that. I wouldn't spend that. No,
expensive. This is like the elite card or something.
Yeah,
shit.
I spent $650. That was enough for me. It was like $700 after tax.
Up fun. Here for my 1070.
You just had me order it for you, man. We don't pay taxes.
Damn. Well, no. I don't know, man.
Probably would have kept it and tried to resell it to you for $800. Like, I released this to you for another $200.
The thing is, when you get that when you start buying these big buck PC parts and you become a PC Master Race gamer, what sucks about it is, I'm playing like Metal Gear right now, and Metal Gear has a lot of texture popping issues, and I can't get past the idea it's not my card's performance. Like, I'm like, this fucking card is broken. I'm going to call Newegg up. I'm going to call NVIDIA up because I'm getting texture popping. You feel like this card I just spent $700 on should run this no problem. And it's like any little problems you have when you have these good parts and you just feel like it's your fault or something's wrong. How do I find out what in my PC's going wrong? And it's probably not. Yeah.
Do you still game a lot, Iams, now that you're not on a horrible gamer? Do you still find yourself gaming a lot, or do you feel like you don't game as much?
No, I just...
Do you still feel the pressure to finish games?
No. I'm playing Metal Gear right now. It's the only thing I'm really interested in, and I wasn't interested in before I started playing it, but I got it for like $17. I'm actually loving it. I'm going through it slow, taking my time. I'm in no hurry. It's great, dude. I haven't been following up on news and shit. I know the next thing that's coming out that I'm even interested in is Deus Ex. Batman. I might play that. Telltale.
Maybe Battlefield 1.
No, Battlefield 1, but that's not until November, October. Yeah,
get it with the community, man. We should play on Xbox.
Yeah, for everyone who's on PS4, let's do it. everybody has a real console, the PS4. Let's play.
You had to go there, didn't you?
Oh, God.
If you haven't upgraded from the Xbox One, then I don't know, man. I'm sorry. I can't go back to last gen.
Okay.
I'll probably get it where everyone else is playing it, man, because that's a game. It's definitely better with a lot of people. Yeah. But let's wrap this up. Yeah?
You start this wrap-up thing.
Well, actually, we're an hour and 20. So go ahead, man. You guys... Pimp yourself. Actually, before we do this, I just want to say, like, you guys have some big shoes to fill. Ryan, Eric, Joey, Henley, all of you guys combined, like Voltron, you guys can fill one IM shoe, which is a size 13. So, you know, I have big hands, big feet.
Oh, yeah, I bet.
I have nothing else that's big, though. I just got big hands and big feet. That's it, man.
Oh, my gosh.
You guys can, like, all fit into one of my shoes. Jesus can wear the other shoe, and you guys can walk, and you guys can play the IMS hosting game.
What about Brink? You don't give Brink no credit around here?
But Brink's not on.
The fuck?
I'm just joking, dude. You guys are doing a good job, dude. When I was listening to that part, I was fucking cracking up, and I'll tell you, I'll probably remember that parking lot. If you guys can make me remember what parking lot I'm in when I'm listening to your show, you're fucking doing a good job.
That's awesome, you're doing, man.
Yeah.
I can take away time and schedule myself to like where I was at, but yeah, the rest of it was throwaway. Piece of shit.
Whoa. Fuck.
Garbage.
Yeah, that's a little harsh. Going from like, hey, this is fucking awesome, the greatest thing I've ever experienced in my life, life-changing moment, and then the rest of it was just garbage, guys.
Nothing life-changing. And if it wasn't in a positive way.
Oh. Man, why the fuck did you even invite us on here? Just to talk shit to us?
You guys are doing a good job, man. I love that. You should bullshit for like, I've thought about this in podcasting. We should have done this when we were doing the show. Like, let's bullshit for an hour and then let's start it. We're all hyper and we are all into it. But I mean, that also requires 3 hours of podcasting, which is fucking crazy.
To be honest, we're pretty close to that at this point. We're pretty close to like, literally, we start the show at 7. I don't get off from editing and everything to like maybe 1 a.m. sometimes, 1:30.
Yeah, dude. I mean, I have a question for you, Jesus. How does it feel to like get the show together, record it, convert it, edit it? go through it, then write the description, get on Podbean, post it, upload it, go on Twitter. It's a lot of work, man.
It's a lot of work, man. I gotta give you credit, Ivins. You did a lot of shit, dude. And I'm finding out that it's not as easy as it seems, because it's fucking hard.
You get better at it.
Once you get the hang of it, though, it's kind of, you kind of know what to do. You get the routine, the motions are down, you just know what to do. But the hardest part for us is getting everybody together and everybody's shit working at once.
Yeah.
That seems to be our hardest thing. Yeah, man. Our hardest thing is getting everybody together. And obviously, I knew that was going to be a problem because Horrible Gamers used to have 6 people in the beginning. So I kind of knew going into this, we're going to have a lot of issues with having 6 people on.
Yeah, all that stuff's trivial, though. It's just like, once you get used to it, man, everything happens naturally, and especially when you're editing, it's just like click, click, click. I know what to do. I used to do Horrible Gamers and have it up within like 20-30 minutes. It will all work out. And you got some good hosts, man.
Hopefully these guys stick around. Last night's show, actually, we had to do 2 separate recordings and I had to clip them together. Hopefully you can't tell where I did that. And if you can, I want you to message me and tell me where you think.
You know what? Editing, you could do shit where I know where edits are at sometimes, and I'll still be like, damn, I didn't even notice it right there, because listener doesn't notice. They're just listening. Unless you go, when we're back. Sorry, we had a little fuck up right there. Yeah. Well, then that's obvious.
But all right.
Yeah, good group of guys. We got the Uncanny Eric, and we got the 877777777 Gibson.
Yeah, and then we got Gunny Chief as well, and special guest, number one special guest, Joey.
you're gonna do a Mad Bradford thing and just give him special guest forever.
Just in case he wants to give up on us, you know, people won't hate him. Joey is awesome, man. He's like the PC guy in our group. He's kind of weird. He's just the PC guy. He's just there.
So is it? So is Ryan now?
Ryan is too. Yeah. Ryan's kind of console games.
I play lots of stuff, so.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw your picture of your PC and all the parts, and then it's all together, and I was just thinking, it's alive!
Yeah.
It's alive!
That feeling when you push the button and the lights turn on.
I don't know that feeling, but I'm sure it's great. I know when I fuck shit up and I'm digging in there trying to reset everything because it might be like messed up, or like recently I lost everything and shit.
It's not without its headaches, right? There's all kinds of issues. I had a lot of issues too. I had 2 ports that weren't working, and I think that's because I'm using the M.2.
Yeah, that's probably because you met some shady dude in a Craigslist parking lot.
No, I bought this
legit. Hey, you got the PC parts?
PC parts. Got some PC.
He's got a trench coat on with all his fucking PC parts in it. Got graphics card on the left side.
I got them all, man.
Power supplies on the right.
Come to the trunk real quick. Check this out. I got this case for you. I'm gonna give it to you $5 right now, just for you. Yeah.
Tell you what I'm gonna do for you. I'm gonna give you a chance to gamble that $5 by picking a pocket, and you get what's in either pocket. And it could be a game. You might be walking away with some money. You might walk away with nothing. Dude has empty pockets, motherfucker. You just got scammed. Ayo, Freeman.
Yo, what's up, Iams?
Dude, what's left to do?
Come on, man. Wrap it up, son.
But for sure, you can find us, the Horrible Gamers, on Twitter @_HorribleGamers. And yeah, right there is where you'll find all the rest of us, the Twitter handles, things, machiggers. Join our group, Horrible Gamers Community. Iams is part of the community. He's an admin of the community.
I am.
He might not accept your request to join. He might ban you or something, but we'll try to stop him from doing that. We'll try to get him under control.
Hopefully you can get through Iams.
Yeah, he's like a fucking Terminator. This guy, nothing gets past him, man. He's like a fucking machine. And just join that and find us on iTunes for sure. Horrible Gamers Podcast. Horrible Gamers, like I said, Gamers is spelled with an S now, not a Z anymore. We had to edit Iams out of the intro with this fucking Z shit. I heard that was a pain in the ass.
The Horrible Gamers Podcast with the Z.
Yeah, we had to edit all that out of there. Hopefully it sounds all right. But yeah, find me on Xbox Live. Jesus Walks a Lot.
Yeah, you can find me at Twitter at Epic Irk. On Xbox, new name, Saint Nicholas. And then on PlayStation.
All one word, right?
Yep, St. Nicholas is all one word. Capital S, capital N. PlayStation, Epic Irk, and then, yeah, you can find me in the Horrible Gamers community.
Yeah.
Stalking everybody, creeping.
Creeping, dude. Creeping. Look at his profile pic. He's the dude doing the shake weight.
Yeah.
Shake weight with a hot dog.
Or is it?
I'll never eat a hot dog the same or play with my shake weight.
Or play with my shake weight.
Ryan, dude. What's up, bro?
Not much, man. You can find me on Xbox Live, PSN, Steam, under Gib
87777.
All the sevens.
There's only three sevens, guys.
Let me add a bunch of echo right here.
Just echoes.
8777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777777 Gunny Chief.
Yeah.
Gunny Chief him. On Xbox Live. What's his Twitter? Is it Henley Merrill?
At Henley Merrill?
Henley Merrill, I believe.
Gunny Chief. So.
Something like that.
Joey is Blocksta.
83. Why the 83?
Probably born in 83, right?
Maybe.
Probably born. Yeah, that's what I figured, but I don't know that for sure.
Maybe that's his favorite number.
Yeah,
it's possible.
It's kind of a weird number to be a favorite number, but
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, usually your favorite numbers are like in the lower parts of
like
the
100. 7 or 6 or 12, 13, 14, 15.
Glad you have a podcast where you could ask these kind of questions when he pimps his maybe if someone had a podcast where Joey could be on it as a special guest and he can say,
maybe
I'm Blocks to 83 and maybe there was a host that gave a shit, they'd ask. I mean, that would be nice.
I don't know. It would be nice, you know, but so too bad.
In a perfect world, I mean, things like this can happen. This is 2016, guys. All right, you guys.
We love you, Joey. We love you, Joey. Come back on the show. Don't leave us.
Big shout out to all the ex-Horrible Gamers, Brink of Eternity, sure. Rob, King of Zed, you know, Hook, Captain Hook, Hook, CPT in Space Hook. And definitely.
Hey, y'all.
Hey, y'all. And definitely Tragic, 0x, man. Big shout out.
Whatever happened to Tragic? Like, you know, I know Rob just kind of like said, fuck you guys, and he left us. That's cool. Captain Hook, he actually messaged us the other day. You remember? He was like, hey, guys, I want to get on the show, be a guest. I was like, okay, just, you know, whenever you want to come on, just let us know. And he was like, yeah, maybe a couple months. And then Tragic, he just like disappeared.
Yeah, he said he wanted to come on to the one time on the Horrible Gamers, I think our 100th episode, and he just didn't show.
That was weird.
So Tragic, man. Somebody sent a search party out. Yeah, let's find Tragic.
Find Tragic Zero. Jacob Rush, find him.
Yeah, Jacob Rush. Jacob Rush, yeah. Handsome young black dude. Yeah, very handsome.
Handsome.
Very handsome. He has sexy legs.
Shaven sexy legs.
Yeah, I guess his Kinect always thought that. They always zoom into his legs for some reason. As you guys know, you can find me on Horribly Awkward. Of course, you can find me there. But Horribly Awkward is a part of the BS Podcast Network. So shoot over to the BSPodcastNetwork.com and listen to all the great shows like Pure BS Podcast, Real Stupid Podcast, XD Experience, Accidentally the Whole Tip, Bitches Who Do Work, Dropping Loads, Geek Dig, all those great shows.
Accidentally the Whole Tip isn't a real show, is it?
Yep, they're funny, dude. They have, those guys are actually pretty funny. A lot of energetic. This guy Larry, hey, go check it out. He's cool. I was on Random Chatterings podcast, which released today. The episode is called "It's Kind of a Very Cheap Therapy." So you can imagine me saying something stupid like that. He made it into the title. So that's the name of the episode. Go listen to that. You can find me on Twitter and every gaming platform as they call me Iams. Iams is spelled just like the dog food. I'm on Twitter at awkward_podcast. And my email is horriblyawkwardpodcast@gmail.com. And my voicemail is 510-603-4-7-5.
As Gidgy would say, peace out, Brussels sprout.
You fucked that up.
Perfect. Good night. Any story? Any story about anything?
Cool story.
Anything. Eric, tell me a story. Any story.
Okay. Well, this one time I was working at Pizza Hut. It was my first day on the job, and I had to go to the bathroom. I went to the bathroom. It was number 2. And I was doing my business, and after I finished my business, I went to reach for some toilet paper, and there wasn't any toilet paper. And so I was looking around. I panicked. I didn't know what to do. I looked at my shoes, looked at my socks, and I said, well, these will do. And I wiped my butt with my socks.
Awesome, dude. Okay. Okay, guys. Now we're gonna
where did you stop to take a shit?
At Pizza Hut.
There was no toilet paper inside the Pizza Hut?
There was no toilet paper in there.
That's when you work there?
Yeah.
So can you just go get some?
Yeah, like go ask him, call one of your coworkers.
Aren't you the one to blame for this? Yeah, that's
Hey, I worked in the kitchen. I don't deal with that crap. That was the server's job. Yeah. The servers cleaned the bathrooms. I worked in the kitchen, so I cleaned the kitchen.
All right, dude. We're gonna do some improv off of that. You guys ready?
Hold on. Let me drink more.
Yeah, drink more, dude. I want one of those shock mouths, dude. It fucking just looks cool. This looks like a floating microphone right now. So awesome, dude. So cool.
Okay. You ready? Who's going to be the pizza guy? Who's going to be the... has to be the worker that's taking the shit.
Eric?
I'll be the pooper.
Too. Eric will be the pooper, but we'll be at the counter first. Ryan, you'll be the worker. Obviously, Jesus is the Mexican, he's the cook. And I'll be a customer.
Yeah, put some Mexican music like in the background, like really low, like if I'm playing Mexican music.
Like this?
Yeah, but like, it has to sound like it's coming from the kitchen when I talk. I'll send you some Mexican music.
go ahead, Ryan, dude. You're the counter guy. Go for it.
Well, shouldn't someone come in?
Yeah, I'm in.
Oh, you're
hello, I'm here. I'm announcing I'm here. Ready.